morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Wednesday, November the 11th, 2020. I have the honor to have Dr. Lieutenant Whistleblower, U.S. Army Intelligence, Scott Bennett, political prisoner in the past, and Professor Paul. Now, Scott, you're on top of this, I think, to some major degree. I've been standing on top of stuff today in the past couple of days, folks, since I've gotten moved and putting time back into everything. But let me tell you, today significant events have taken place, and I'm going to be putting these up as, should we say, documents that you're going to be able to use on your state officials. Now, the governor of Florida, Nunes, has signed executive order today, or going to, and they draft it and had it on the internet. It says if riots break out, looting, fires, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, people come out, start burning things, you have a legal right in self-defense, you and your property, go shoot them. Second Amendment. Now, that's very
fabulous. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Hey, Stu, is that DeSantis or Nunes?
Nunes, of Florida, the new governor down there that was on the House Judiciary
Committee.
Yeah,
that's not Devin Nunes. That's Governor DeSantis, I believe.
DeSantis, okay.
They kind of look the same.
They do. But both of them are just, they were excellent up on the Hill.
Yeah.
And so was against Strzok and the rest of them, Peter Strzok, the FBI, and all this fake crap that went on. But here's some other good news. Apparently, who's in charge of U.S. voting in America has declared that the election was illegal. Today, he made that statement. Now, they overturned Georgia, and the Secretary of State, who's in charge of elections and election fraud, said they're going to do a hand ballot recount of the entire Georgia election. That's fabulous, folks. Now, this is on the move now, because what it is by the time another, 68, 67 days go by, that'll be around the 20th of January, Trump's going to transition into the second presidency of the United States for the second term. And this is going to happen, and we all can make it happen. All the listeners, everybody, I'll have up the templates and everything, and I'll have it up in a picture of Trump standing up on your behalf. Which goes nowhere right now, but I stuck at their face yesterday because I knew a few things were coming. Now, Scott, you know Sidney Powell, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Now, it's all over the internet. She's claiming there's an FBI sting operation going on. Whether she's correct or not, I don't know. But here's the one thing I've noticed in the past couple of days that is upsetting badly Biden and his crew, because Trump hadn't conceded, and he shouldn't concede. If he did concede immediately, Biden would be allowed top secret clearance, top secret, right into the FBI headquarters, right into CIA, everything. He had to have everything. And that's the one thing that they're really mad about, because if there is an investigation going on, which Bill Barr says, as of today, that there's going to be prosecutions pertaining to voting fraud. Now, if this is the case, that's why they don't want Biden to see what they've got on him. A lot of things are happening. There's a lot more, and I'll try to get everything posted. With that said, Scott, what are you seeing? What do you know?
Well, what I can describe and disclose, I'm happy to. What I have to keep some things in reserve, of course. You know that, Stu. But what
yes.
I can say is that there's enormous amounts of evidence and testimony and whistleblowers that are emerging that completely destroy the Democrat claims of a victory against Donald Trump. So Donald Trump will be the president. He is the president right now, and he will continue to be the president through 2021. Nothing is going to stop that. And the voting irregularities and the electronic hammer and scorecard interference in the elections and the ballot ink tracking, all of these things are converging, and it'll be, it's like a trial. When you go to court, you do not disclose your evidence till the day of trial, and that's what the Trump people are doing. They know the witnesses to call. They know the liaisons to the witnesses. They have all the material that show that the Democrats and Biden and the AFL-CIO and not the members that are Trump supporters, but the communist left-wing leadership of the AFL-CIO were working against Donald Trump. And Sidney Powell and many of the attorneys know a lot of this material, and they're going to bring it to bear. So I think Joe Biden, who Dr. Jim Fetzer and myself have scrutinized from a, you know, a PSYOP analytical point of view, the photographs and the imagery of Biden, and we've come to the conclusion that you have a body double. You have a man with an his right ear attached to the jaw, and then you have Joe Biden from 30 years ago.
Joey
that
from
has
Scranton?
His right lobe separate from his jaw.
Now, I know that. I know Scott, he has one time he had green eyes, and another time he had blue eyes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's the other suspicious characteristic.
That could be contacts could do that to him. I don't know, but, you know, why would he want to change his eye color from blue to green?
Well, the bottom line is, Stu, we took an oath as soldiers and as Marines to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And this is a domestic enemy that is trying to engage and take over the country in a coup d'etat, working with the left-wing media, working with CNN, working with MSNBC, working with these minions and retards and idiots. They're not going to succeed because, as I said before, the president has all the legal material. He will hang them all, period. He also has the people on his side. He has the military on his side. And you will ultimately, like you had identified earlier, have Republican governors declare that people have a right to defend their property by lethal force. And here's the other thing that Trump can declare, a Second Amendment executive order that recognizes every American has the right to keep and bear arms to keep their property and their lives and their family safe. So in a time of domestic insurrection, in a time of violence, every American is a soldier. Every American is a policeman. And that Second Amendment makes them equal with the sheriff or anyone else that has a gun on their hip. They are no different than you and I, and in many regards, they're inferior and less well-trained than you and I, Stu. But the president, I think, will recognize that an executive order will be natural, and it is constitutional, and it is needed to affirm that the Second Amendment must be exercised by Americans to defend themselves and their family. And then that will put a quell and a quash on these walking zombie hordes that are covered in tattoos and body musk odor and don't have jobs and just come from the most far-left schizophrenic circles and are hell-bent on practicing their religion, which is hating everything that is good and decent and conservative and Christian, and Donald Trump is the epitome of that. So we're in for probably a civil war because the left is going to go apeshit crazy, and that's why they're pushing themselves and pumping themselves up with this toxic brainwashing gas of fumes and, you know, carbon monoxide of Biden winning, so that when he does not win and their bubble bursts, that they are going to see as the license for their ongoing agenda of revolution and chaos and burning cities and mugging conservatives. But the thing is, they're not going to get far because Americans have had enough, and I think they'll just be killed in their tracks. And
now, I'll add to that. And by the way, happy Veterans Day, Scott.
Thank you. I'm wearing my father's Marine Corps aviator jacket with his patches from all of his his flight planes that he flew and the places he flew in Vietnam,
cool. 1958
to 69.
Cool. Yeah, the Marine Corps.
My dad was a Marine from 1965 to 1975, about 10 years or so.
Yeah, I was in there for three. That was enough, but believe me, if I have to hurt somebody, I'll hurt them. You know,
hey, Scott, I have a question for you regarding
process.
Now, I know enough to be dangerous, but what I think is happening right now is called canvassing. And you have the Secretary of State and then the election board that is underneath them. And I think that the first step is that they now look at the vote, continue to tally the vote, and if there are any abnormalities or any inconsistencies or whatever word is appropriate, then they're supposed to flag that, and then they would do an internal investigation. So I am thinking that that could take up to 14 days, maybe 10 to 14 days, and you really could not bring anything to court until that process is complete. Is that consistent with your intelligence, or am I barking up the wrong tree?
Well, I think everything actually is this is a different animal that we've ever encountered before, because it's a national security threat. It naturally will invoke the security instrumentalities and personnel from the military, from the national security. Remember, the president is the commander-in-chief, so he is the chief law enforcement officer, and he is the chief military commander. So he can deploy the CIA, the NSA, the DIA, the NCTC, the State Department. He can deploy the FBI and every group that he trusts. In fact, he can deploy only his people, his Praetorian Guard, if you will, that make up the interagency to process this and work in coordination with the Inspector General of each agency and the Department of Justice Attorney General. And that's why he's fired Esper, the Department of Defense, because he's going to put his guy in there to pull out all the Pentagon material and applications. And Esper was a problem. Esper has pushed a lot of the bad policies and bad intel that has gotten the president, you know, bad results in some of these places. But
that's Secretary of Defense he just fired, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So I think Trump is packing his magazine right now. He's loading the bullets in his magazine, and that's why he's playing golf. He doesn't care. He's already won the game. He's taking his time. He's not moving his chess pieces yet. He's won the game, and he's just making a little break, and he's letting his lawyers pack his magazine and pack the exhibits and pack the witnesses, among whom – you know, I'm happy to be one, because as Stuart and you know, we've got all the material from a lot of their shenanigans, and all of this is building itself up into a legal case before the courts of public opinion and the courts of law. And the president has the power to disclose and declassify every single document, every single conversation, every single person, every single activity. The president of the United States can declassify and make public. And that's what he can do with this situation at the right time, because remember, Trump is very smart. He will make his move when he has all of his other positions, his forces in position, so that they can't retreat, they can't escape, they can't fight back. They have two options. Throw down their weapons and their agenda of chaos, and abandon that army, that agenda, or be annihilated, be destroyed, and be imprisoned and death penalty and life in prison as a result of it. Those are the only two options the left wing are going to have, because they've been sowing this for the last 4 years. So I think the president knows he's got the American people on his side. He knows he has the blue-collar worker, American, construction, plumber, electrician on his side. The only people that are against him are the insane lunatics who are public school teachers or college professors or effeminate, castrated pastors who have flooded what once was moral America and about skills and knowledge and education and teaching kids how to be successful. Instead, they've turned into 1984 Pink Floyd the Wall walking zombie conveyor belts into the meat grinder and effeminate milquetoast soy boy weaklings in the American church. And when men are weak, women get very nervous and they get aggressive because they have to make up for the failure and the lack of aggression in men. That's why women, you know, in many ways today are hyper-masculinized, and they're miserable because of it. They'll never meet a more miserable woman than a Democrat liberal woman because she's lost all of her femininity, largely because she's been exposed to shitty men, and they're now, you know, brainwashed and hardwired. But there's always hope.
We have victims walking towards their own execution and trying to bring others along. Scott, do you have an opinion on the sting operation that some of us have read about? Do you think there are watermarks? Do you think there are RFID-type technologies that have been employed to detect voter fraud before it happened?
All of the people that I've been talking to are all in agreement that there are. So I'm inclined to believe that the preponderance of the evidence is pointing in the direction that there are measurement devices on the ballots, whatever they are, you know, they have been deployed to guarantee that this will be exposed and that these will be tracked. And
if I may, let's lay out the order of voting for the American people. The person in charge, every state, is the Secretary of State. Underneath them, they have somebody in charge of the voting for that state. The Secretary of State is responsible. Now, they're elected officials, which means if they don't do their job, folks, of doing a hand recount in every state, you do a recall on them, which they did in Colorado, were very successful in two cases. Just because I gave them airtime, they got the volunteers for the signatures. Now, it only takes about $150 to $300 in each state by the time you get the voter registration records, and you print them out to your volunteers to make sure you get signatures. You can do recall. That character, called the Secretary of State, faces a recall election for voter fraud. As you're saying, you're recalling them for not doing their job, which is recount every state. We need to do that. Here's why. Every state, almost in the union, has two ways of voting. One is you go in person to the voting booth, and your vote supposedly counts. Now, two, it's called absentee ballot. You go down in advance when they're open about 30 days beforehand, and you state, you know, I can't be there on election day to vote at the booth. Okay, they give you a ballot. You make your ballot. You sign it. They've got your ballot. You're a registered voter. They got your ballot. Now, what they did is they cluster effed the entire election through fraud, Nancy Pelosi and these clowns, by saying, oh, because of the COVID virus, which they created as a psyops, in my opinion, that they created this mail-in ballot thing. Okay, well, a lot of people got them in the mail, and they said they mailed them back. Okay, well, that's okay. But if they weren't a registered voter, and if they were not a notary signature on that ballot saying that person stood in front of me, Mr. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so, and that's them, according to their ID and all, and that's notary signature. That means that ballot is good if you're a registered voter. All these other ballots need to be set aside, and anybody that voted for Trump or Biden that did a mail-in ballot without a signature on it and without a notary stamp on it, they need to have the right to vote for the next 10, 14 days, period. That will solve any of those issues. All those other ballots immediately need to be the feds and state officials, cops, need to be out there at those addresses, finding out who mailed those things and do a thorough investigation. And they need to take all these pictures that have been on the internet with videotaped evidence of them dropping off boxes of votes, 5,000 here, 500 there, and all this stuff I've heard about all week long, and the past week and a half, that, you know, I was in the process of a move. and no computer set up or anything. Now I'm back in business. But here's the point. I've heard about all this. I'm going to start posting it all. Now, there's people offering, the Attorney General of Texas is offering $1 million reward for voter fraud evidence to Donald Trump, that people were doing this kind of stuff, willing to pay a minimum of $25,000. And he's out there. I'll be putting that up as a template. Now, Giuliani's offering a reward. That's going to be up as a template. We're going to put up templates, how to get rid of your secretaries of state with recall. The petition's on my site now. I'll put it as a template. We're going to have it all on one page for Donald Trump and where you can contact Donald Trump, his Twitter page, and follow his son. His son said something very significant today. I forgot what it was. But let me tell you something. Trump has had this stooge, Kellyanne Conway, in my opinion, was the traitor in the White House.
Yeah.
And she was the one that was handpicking for him. Certain people, even including Bill Barr, that, oh, my God, an Iran Contra cover-up meister, Daddy Bush assistant attorney at the CIA, Robert Johnson, Bill Barr, a.k.a. Bill Barr. Now, she was the one handpicking these people. She's gone. And
yeah,
we got one stooge left to do, Mr. President, if you ever hear this. And it's your son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Here's why,
yeah,
folks. He told the president, Donald Trump, to succeed.
Nah,
twice.
Nah,
That's a scumbag. This fucker, excuse me, he's an Israeli Mossad agent, in my opinion, folks.
Yeah.
How do we know that Jared Kushner advised Donald Trump? I mean, where are we?
It's all over the news. It's all over the national news and everything.
Well, that's my problem. If CNN,
I'll be pulling up articles to fit in with what I'm talking about, along with this broadcast, and I'll put it in a separate page and hook it up to the underneath the broadcast, Paul.
But you know what? The other thing is, Stu, is that we know the president is not going to concede, and we know the president and people around him, like Sidney Powell, who I know personally, are not going to allow him to concede. So all of these people. You know, theoretically, we always have to keep our minds open, and everything is a psyop.
Amen.
And Scott, if I may, there is also a video I have, Paul and Scott, that is an expert in law, and I've got to get it up also. But he explains to Donald Trump that this thing, even though supposedly Biden has more votes, if we can't get everything turned upside down in each state and so forth before this another 68 days or whatever it is, that the day before the 20th, that it would go to the United States Senate. And who's the majority in the Senate now? Republicans, 38 to 50 or 52, whatever it is, total. And so it would go to them, which they'll make him the president. They can do that. That's the Constitution. Laid it right down. So I'll have that video up, too, so people can understand this. But I think if you get involved, enforcing your Secretary of State, you don't need to threaten them. Just tell them, hey, look, it's going to be this way. You either do a second count, hand count of every vote, and you do it legally and right, or else I'm going to do a recall on you and remove you from office.
Yeah. Well,
that's all we have to do.
That's where we're heading, and we see traitors at Fox News. We see the traitors in the rest of the news agencies. We see the traitors in the Republican Party. We know what the Democrats are. They're insane, schizophrenic, cannibals, baby-killing rapists and transgenders. We know what they are, but it's the enemy of our own ranks that we're now discovering, and Trump knows this, and he's got a team of special operations people around him, Stu, in the military, in the White Hat intel community, in the legal community, Sidney Powell and many others. So he's got, the Dirty Dozen. The Dirty Dozen, if you remember the film, did more than an entire Allied army. And sometimes it requires a very small group of people who you can't buy, you can't intimidate, and they will never surrender. They remind me of the Scottish temperament by nature, of course. But sometimes it takes a small group that will, assemble like that Dirty Dozen and just go, now it's on. Let's take it, and we will win, and everybody that we touch will be terrified. Listen, I contacted Lindsey Graham's office yesterday, and I talked to his staff member, and I didn't get a call back, but I won't go into, you know, detail yet, but I'm still working their case. And I called them, and I said, look, you need to have, as part of your inquisition of McCabe, the question and the card to pull out at the appropriate time that describes how Andrew McCabe met with Hillary Clinton and Terry McAuliffe to have his wife run against State Senator Dick Black, because they wanted Dick Black out because he was going over to Syria and meeting with Bashar Assad and discovering that the entire Syrian war we're on the wrong side. Obama was allowing Christians to get killed, and the Turks and the Saudis and the Qataris and the Israelis were our enemy over there, not the Syrians, not the Russians, not the Iranians. So Senator Dick Black went over and was, you know, an unofficial ambassador, and he, you know, Tulsi Gabbard was also briefed by Dick Black, and they tried to take him out. Well, Andrew McCabe was in charge of that. Andrew McCabe tried to do to Dick Black what he did to General Flynn. And all of this is in an amicus brief that I sent to Judge Sullivan in defense of General Flynn. I know General Flynn from my days in the Army, and all of this is coming out. But now we see who's with us, who's on the president's side. And Lindsey Graham and all these people who talk a good talk, but, of course, Lindsey Graham is a dirty SOB as well, and I don't
know if
any of these.
He's homosexual, too, but Lindsey Graham is – I can nail him for treason. Who he answers to was John McCain. McCain
answered
to Larry Mizell in Denver. Okay, now that's who Lindsey Graham answers to. Now,
absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, I can ask you a couple questions. Where are you at with Bill Barr? It just looks like the fox is guarding the hen house with Bill Barr to me. And then my second question is, you made a very – important point. Everything's a psyop. Can you pick apart on who's Bill Barr and then talk about psyops and how they're run?
Well, you know, in one sense, if I was betting on Trump's mind, I would say a part of him wants his daughter to be safe and his grandkids to be safe. And so he has to begin to divorce his daughter and Jared Kushner, although she's married to him, away from the administration. And the way to do that is to give them the excuse that, well, they told their dad to bow out. They told their dad to get out. And he didn't, so it's not Jared and Ivanka's fault. So you can't assassinate them, right? That's what I think he realizes, that they are targets for assassination. So this could be a way to protect them by saying, you know, hey, Dad, you know, maybe you should concede. And that makes the left a little bit more less furious. But I think it's a miscalculation, too, because the left are lunatics. But that's a possibility. Of course, the other possibility is that they're genuinely, you know, Jared Kushner is genuinely interested only in Israeli success and conquest, and Donald Trump has used up his value. Donald Trump is recognizing he will not bomb Iran, and he also said that Yemen was an attack. The Israelis did that. So the Israelis are recognizing that Donald Trump is not going to do anything more for them. And that's why Ben Shapiro has said Trump should concede. Ben Shapiro is exposed himself as a coward and an enemy and a two-faced Zionist Mossad operative as well by that very statement. So there's one interest in America, and that is the American interest, the United States, the Constitution. There's no other interest. I could care less about France or Germany or Israel or any place in South America. I care only about the United States of America. So that's where we're coming to, is revelations about who is backing an Israeli interest for Israeli values for all these purposes, including many people at Fox, and who is backing the president, who backs the American interest, the American workers, the American truck drivers and plumbers and construction and drywall workers and electricians, Donald Trump. And here's the other thing, Stu. I think we're going to witness all of the blue-collar people in California flip California to Trump Republican, and all of the blue-collar workers around this country abandon their leftist communist leaders in the AFL-CIO and the high levels because they're traitors to their own workers. And you could have Trump and the blue-collar worker in America form the basis, the foundation for the Republican Party, and take them out of the Democrat Party like we've taken the blacks out of the Democrat Party. The ones that have come to Trump, those are the hope for the black community. Those who've remained with Biden are sellouts, are prostitutes, are garbage lunatics that we want nothing to do with. And that applies, to the white trash, too. You get white trash, you got black trash, you got Hispanic trash, you got Asian trash. This isn't a racial thing. But Trump is calling out the best and brightest and loyal Americans to his side, and they are coming.
Well, they're lining up, buddy. And I'll tell you, Scott, you took an oath, I did too, in the military to defend the Constitution from domestic and foreign enemies. And I see the domestic enemies in this covert operation they have done for 4 years against the Trump administration, first with false dossiers that they created to kill last election and steal it, and right through impeachment process with unreal, through COVID virus lockdown, why they do this mail-in ballot so they can steal the election. And all I see is the same people. Now I have a list that I've got to get these lists up, folks. And I will have them up with different posts, but I'll combine them into one. But I'm getting ready to say. There's a list of who Biden was going to put in his cabinet and his administration that he's already named. But he isn't going to have that administration. But here's the point. It's all Obama and Clinton stooges. And who called up the next day to congratulate him? Jeb Bush. And what's he doing?
Yeah.
E-Systems, Westar Satellite to steal the election, folks, and have been since the creation of the electronic voting machine. Now, even if it's a paper ballot, you still have to stick it inside that little machine to count your vote.
Yeah.
The big machine to count your ballot, okay? The key is Westar just sits and taps it during the day and makes it any numbers they want. That's the reason this whole thing with the Congress and Senate, they're still back in power. There hadn't been any change. And Jeb Bush runs it now. Daddy Bush used to run it. They've stolen election after election after election. It's called Division Number 4 of the CIA. It's part of their little New World Order. And that's also where they're sonaring people from. Westar series of satellites, E-System, which is a Raytheon subsidiary, Raytheon defense contractor, Daddy Bush and gang own it. Now, here's the point. They sonar people. They killed my super spook friend, Otis Johnson, with a sonar technology. He's on his deathbed and told me what they hit him with. Now, they hit 10 million people worldwide every night when they're asleep. They move around the planet, 10 million. There's over 2 million hitting the United States. Now, I've known a couple of people dead as a result of it. It causes heart attacks. It breaks down your immune system over a period of time, anywhere from about 6 months to 5 years, and you're dead from a natural cause, which they want. It zaps the potassium, magnesium, calcium and zinc out of your body. Now, this is a toy of the devil. This is the same boys who use the death ray to knock the Twin Towers down on the day of 9/11. They melted them down. Now, this technology that they use from Area 50 or S4, it's called Area 52 out in Nevada there. This is where they popped it off of. They got the energy for that test, Daddy Bush and gang, from the Hoover Dam, and there's only two generators on that thing running the civilian side, the rest running the military base. Now, that's where the alien base is, folks. I'm not saying anything top secret. You ask yourself a question. Why do people die in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, north of Las Vegas, and in the big lake up there? Their bodies never found, but they're washed up shore in Santa Monica Bay, California. It's because there's a huge tunnel underneath there, and the government has cleaned it out. And that's where the alien base is, Papoose Lake, Nevada, the whole bit. But they use that. Raytheon has a place there. All the major contractors for defense have a place there for their test sites. Now, with that said, and a lot of people refer to it as Area 51, that's a test site for our military's new toys, such as helicopters, airplanes, all that stuff. Now, here's the deal. Raytheon steals the boats. Jeb Bush calls up the next day. Raytheon is also the place that a black man from Kansas City about 4 years ago went through Dallas, Texas, spent the night in the chair at Raytheon Corp, E-Systems, Dallas, Texas, and he went down the next day and shot five New Orleans cops. They killed him. Fuck, dude. I look him up on the internet. I find his picture. He's sitting there with his arm around the guy who tried to assassinate me in the car crash 10 years ago. Rollover. He's got his arm around him. They all were working for Google Fiber in Kansas City, tied to the FBI number 5 in Kansas City, tied to Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Baker's office, Kansas City, that's running the servers and headquarters for Division number 5 going around trying to assassinate people. Now, Mitt Romney's cousin, Craig Stone Street, was in charge of the FBI Division number 5 back when they rolled me and tried to kill me. I got him cooked. I got them all cooked. This attempted murder, RICO. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you big time soon. Now, here's the point. This guy blows everybody away. I call Otis up. I said, Jesus Christ, this guy. I said, he stopped, sat in the charity system. He goes, you got that right. That's what Daddy Bush was about. Still is. That's the kind of power they got. They can control elections. They can screw and kill you with satellites. And they're doing it. Now, that has to stop. There's part of that fraud that could never be recovered for the election that they did with those satellites. But that thing needs to be shut down, period. It needs to be investigated and shut down. That is part of the problem. But this mail-in ballot crap is the whole key, folks. Anything that doesn't have a signature on it and a notary stamp does not get counted. It has to go down that way. Because that's where the fraud is. Am I right or wrong, Scott?
Yeah. I think you're right. It's all coming down. And again, in a sense, the ballot counting should be a combination of military and civilian oversight.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
I mean, this is a national security issue. We have a Chinese traitor whose son is a rapist and pornographer and on drugs, and we've seen Zelensky and all of the revelations of the Chinese.
The pervert, the Biden pervert, spinoff of the dad, the pervert. He's married to the woman that car crashed his first wife and killed his kid in a car crash rollover done by the agency. You can't get any farther off the charts than that.
Yeah. Scott, you talked earlier that as a result of this recount, and it was going to trigger a response. What does civil war look like in your book? Is it asymmetrical? Is it in any way organized? What role will the military play, and where are the Chinese and Russians in all of this?
Well, the Russians aren't going to do anything. The Russians are on Trump's side. They're on our side. They're conservative, Orthodox Christian people. They are, Putin said that, too, in the very beginning when Trump was elected. He said it's going to be a test of whether he can control the bureaucracy, which is the deep state. And, of course, he hasn't. It's been the enemy of him. So Putin understands that. And I do a lot of interviews with Russian television, Sputnik, RT, and I've always found them to be the salt of the earth and to be the most conservative. And I'm still convinced that part of the reason that they engaged in this whole Russian collusion, because so many of us were talking with the Russian television networks and doing interviews, and we were all conservative and we were decrying Hillary Clinton and the left because of their corruption and shenanigans. So that's where this Russian collusion narrative started, was because of all the conservative Americans that were not able to speak the truth on the mainstream American media, but only on Russian television, and I might add on Press TV, the Iranian channel.
RTV and Press TV. I've been on Press TV a few times.
Yeah, they know you, Stu. So we've all been broadcasting the truth. That's why they invented the Russian narrative, to try and shut a lot of us down. So the Civil War is not going to involve Russia, and I don't think it'll involve China, because people are already looking for reasons to stick a bayonet in a Chinese loudmouth or soldier because of the Wuhan. So the whole virus thing has caused people to be very upset with the Chinese government. So China won't do anything because they're very easy to spot, of course. And Trump has secured the southern border. They may try and come down the north in infiltration units, but then the north is also populated by some good old boys. So China is going to kind of be kept out. But here's what's going to happen. Is if they get in the streets ugly and start rampaging, then you're going to have executive orders, as I've said, decree that the Second Amendment is a universal right and everybody has the right to wield it to protect their life and their property, like Florida just ruled. And the police will be told, do not interfere with any American's right to keep and bear arms, or you'll be guilty of 18 U.S. Code 241, deprivation of rights under color of law. So the police, if we got some real stupid people in the police department, we have some real smart people. And the smart ones recognize their lives depend on which side they come down on. And they don't have to stand shoulder to shoulder with citizen patriot groups, because the optics can be scary to little old ladies from Peoria, and that's what the Democrats do. They use optics to scare people. But the police need to turn away, stand down, and ignore what they hear. Ignore the calls from some of these ghettos when the right-wing conservative patriot groups start defending against the left trying to cause chaos. We've seen that in Seattle. The left is very quick to harm business owners and destroy their shops, but the moment they start getting shot at or hit back against is the moment they run tuck tail and call the police to defend them. The police need to say, sorry, we don't defend criminals. You will be dealt with by the civilian forces. Our job is to make sure you don't spread and cause more panic to the others.
Can I add to that? Scott, yeah, right here, right across the state line from me in Johnson County, it's about 12th richest per capita, 100 grand a year combined income. Now, as far as economy.
Johnson County, Kansas.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you were, was it over there? Yeah, you were over in Shawnee.
I was 5 years there, yes.
Yeah, principal. Okay, now, Johnson County, what was I saying?
Johnson County, Kansas, the per capita income, dual income, 100,000.
It's been maybe 9 months ago. Could have been about 9 months ago. A bunch of Black Lives Matter gathered at the police department off of 87th Street or around that area. I know the area. And they gathered at the police department with a blowhorn, making demands with a blowhorn. And then they leave and they go out in a neighborhood in Johnson County, not far from there.
Leawood, Kansas.
Yeah. And they go in there, and they go down the street with the bullhorn going, and the neighbors came out with guns pointing at the ground. Let it be seen. We've got guns. The women were videotaping as evidence what their husbands were doing, and they arrested them. And they called the cops, and they had them hauled off. And the cops took them off for disturbing the peace.
So are you saying the cops... I didn't hear it quite fully.
The cops hauled off the Bureau of Land, or not Bureau of Land Management, Black Lives Matter members that were going down the streets over there in Overland Park, and they hauled them off after the people came out of their homes with guns, pointed down, and arrested them, citizens arrest, held them until the cops were there. Cops took them off because they arrested them, disturbing their peace. They disturbed their peace.
Yes, that's right. And, Stu, they engaged in domestic terrorism because whenever a person tries to coerce, intimidate, or in other way influence a person to go a certain political direction, using violence, using thuggery, using threats, any tactics that are used to not only deprive the rights of an individual, but drive them towards a political behavior, that is called and defined as domestic terrorism. You can read it and Google it. I don't have the citation immediately in front of me, but I've read it. So these individuals that are engaged in this behavior are not just disturbing the peace. They're not just, you know, assaulting and battering people. They are engaged in domestic terrorism, and that should be immediately applied as part of the judicial prosecution of these individuals, and throw them in jail for 2 years, like the Justice Department under Obama was quick to do to so many of us, and prosecute them using domestic terrorism, deprivation of rights under color of law, 18 U.S. Code 242, freeze their assets, freeze every bank account. If you starve these lunatic leftists, if you cut off their funds, if you spray them with water cannons and mix with pepper spray and absolutely ruin their day, these infant children are going to curl into a fetus position, run away with their tail between their legs, and not come back. These are not warriors. They're not hardened by depravity. They're not they are not stoics. These are children with tantrums and idiots for parents. And you will show just how, again, why appropriate the snowflake term is, because you raise the light of righteousness upon them and they melt away.
Scott, you know, I'm thinking that these guys are probably being paid. They're being subsidized or compensated in some way. So I'm thinking about Clapper, Brennan, Comey. Are they the face of the deep state? Are they the real people in charge, or does it go far deeper than them?
Yeah, I think you're right. They are the face of the deep state. I know General Hayden was in charge of NSA's operations.
Oh, man, that fucker, I want my hands on him.
He was a Booz Allen Hamilton man. Booz Allen Hamilton is part of the core four parts of the deep state, I would say. You know, you've got military industrial complex, SAIC, Booz Allen Hamilton, Northrop Grumman. You've got all sorts of groups that are associated with the military industrial complex. Booz Allen Hamilton designed Homeland Security. It works with, Hayden. Former Secretary of Defense Panetta was a Booz Allen Hamilton man, and so many others. We do have a white hat community inside the ranks of Booz Allen Hamilton, but it's very secretive and quiet. But Booz Allen is behind Brennan, behind Clapper, behind General Hayden, behind General Teeth Alexander. And Snowden knew this. Snowden worked with me at Booz Allen. Snowden was in, Hawaii, and he was techie.
You worked for Booz Hamilton, you yourself.
Yeah.
As Army intelligence, foreign and domestic money, supplying terrorism, basically.
Yeah,
terrorism.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, Snowden knew this. of course, Brad Birkenfeld, our Swiss bank whistleblower that came over when Snowden was working the CIA packet on Birkenfeld. And Assange got the material to Birkenfeld, the WikiLeaks that exposed the Hillary Clinton machine. So we have a lot of technical people who've been following and advancing this. Some of us were thrown in jail. Myself included, by Obama.
Oh, you were thrown in jail as a federal whistleblower for 38 months or 38 and a half months? I only spent 10 and a half months. And I met 1,500 Iran-Contra people who gave me so much evidence that Rodney Stitch ended up writing 20 books from it.
Well, they needed to put me in there to connect me with the intel that we got and we're presenting now. So everything, you know, I look at it like a military assignment, Stu. You and I have been out fighting in lonely positions, and it takes a special kind of person to be able to do that, and we know who we are, and when they give us an assignment, we go and do it because of our love of country. So all of it's taken a long time, and we never let the bad guys know what we're doing or what we know, but it's all beginning to converge, and President Trump has all of this and knows all of this. But to finish the question you're talking about regarding the Civil War, it's going to break down to this. The military and Northern Command, in concert with the National Reconnaissance Office, NSA, and Special Operations Command, Joint Special Operations Command, are all going to coordinate a electronic dome, if you will, over the continental United States to stop any Chinese or Russian or any external threat, even though the Russians aren't going to do it.
Scott, you said something. I'll say this. It's already in place and has been a long time.
Yeah. So they're gonna keep the CONUS stable. Then you're going to have a mixture of police, military, former police, former military, and civilian patriots doing the rooting out of the left-wing Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Sunrise, leftist organizations. They're going to be hunted. You're going to have Joint Special Operations Command. You're going to have Special Forces, PSYOP, Ranger guys in plain clothes, working with federal forces, U.S. Marshals. And again, just the best of the best, and those who were loyal to the president, the low-intensity conflict people at the Pentagon are going to be working on the ground to target and restrict finances and material support. And then you're going to have the police just kind of be a cheerleading group that makes it look like, you know, law and order and everything's fine. You could have a lot of assassinations of these bad guys. And, you know, the police go in and rescue the army guys who did these assassinations and then let them out the back door. Because, again, we're fighting domestic terrorists. So this has to be a concerted effort. It has to employ posse comitatus, where you have military special operations guys doing identify, targeting, tracking down, and killing or arresting domestic terrorists under the protection of local police. That, you know, recognize everybody wants to capture, not kill bad guys, but if they, you know, are unruly, then they have to go down. So I think that's going to be what happens. And I won't mention some of the other aspects, but there certainly is a contingency for local Civil Air Patrol, Sea Cadets, Devil Dogs, the youth ROTC between 14 and 18. They are great eyes and ears, similar to what we had in the Pacific when we were tracking the Japanese fleet movements. So the young uniform service people can play a role in being a rapid reaction force and intel triangulation points for, tracking down these troublemakers before they can pop out like the clowns in the tin box they are.
And we've got all the ex-military. We've got the militias. We've got the posse comitatuses, which is really the first of the militia organized in America. And boy, are they organized, folks.
Well, that's encouraging. I have a couple more questions for Scott before we sign off. And one of the questions that I have is, what is your position on Soviet defector testimony? And then what do you think about suitcase nukes that are allegedly still out there?
Oh, I definitely think those are a part of the serious problem that we're going to be facing. And I think the Israeli Mossad are going to be really our big enemies on that. They're going to pull another 9/11 and blame it on Iran, probably. And that's the weapon of choice, a dirty bomb. That's, you know, in a sense, also what they did to Yemen. Stu talked about the 9/11 thing was a practice run. They are really the enemy of the United States, and that's what you see with their backstabbing of Trump. So this is something to be vigilant about, and really it has to be looked at a state-by-state level, and really the states that are going to be targeted, New York, Chicago, possibly, areas of Virginia, where they have the naval areas. San Diego would be a big one. In fact, I'd probably say San Diego and Long Beach, the major ports on the Pacific Coast, are going to be the primary ones that are targeted because of their proximity to countering Chinese operations. So it's a very real problem. But again, I think we're witnessing America under Trump engaging these directly. And I think Trump will make a pivot to Russia, and Russia and the United States will be closer and more friendly or work in concert like never before.
Now, this Chinese thing, I know this, and there's a document. I got it. This is 2 weeks worth of moving, folks, that I got behind, and I got to get them up. But there's a document in there tied to Biden's son, Hunter. There's all kinds of stuff about this guy, having sex with girls on his laptop, taking pictures, little four-year-olds and stuff. I mean, he's a sick scumbag. Now, apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Here, here.
Now, in there,
Hugh, I've got to run.
There was
I've
a document pertaining to a name. Just a second, Scott. There's a document in there with the name of Patrick Fong. He's Chinese intelligence. He was involved with what's called the LIPPO group, L-I-P-P-O group, either the book, The Mafia, CIA, and George Bush by Peter Burton, or Terry Reid's book, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA has the LIPPO group in it, because Bill McCoy gave it to one of them for the book. Now, Patrick Fong and LIPPO group was Little Rock, Arkansas. That was Worthington Bank, folks. Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, tied to BCCI, which Hillary was the first attorney to represent BCCI when they were hit with a fine with the SEC pertaining to stock fraud. Anyway, she was the attorney that came up with record. I had to have that document or had it on my site. But the LIPPO group, Patrick Fong came after me, and I got a call from Otis Johnson one morning. He says, "Hey, Stu," he says, "do you know a Patrick Fong?" I said, "LIPPO Group, Worthington Bank." He goes, "You've got that right." He says, "You got a problem." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, my buddy's on shift, and he calls me up, and your name was mentioned by Patrick Fong. And they've been following him. He's inside San Francisco. He just got there. He's checking into a hotel, and they got their eyes on him right now. Because he's, you know, who he is." He says, "With them mentioning your name," he says, "he's probably going to come have a talk if he can try to kill you." I said, "Okay." He says, "What do you want me to do?" I said, "Can you have him whacked?" He started laughing. He says, "Well, yeah," but he says, "that isn't the way I'm going to handle it." He says, "Let me call you back." He said, "It may take me a few hours." So about 4 hours later, I get a phone call. He says, "The guy has been being escorted to L.A. International because it's the last flight going to China today. So they've flown him down there. They're going to put him on a plane and call me later after it's done." And they did. And they told him never to bother Stu Webb again. That was a favor Otis did for me and his buddy at the NSA, who was a super spook, who was on the shift of, you know, where they're hooked up, Scott, and they're rendering opinion the worldwide hotspots and events. And, you know, as an example, when they hit the underground saucer base, French did, after getting a French airliner shot down around 2006 or 2008, I made a phone call to Otis the next day after hearing they were going to send the French to Gaulle, go hit the saucer base, which was a saucer underground water base over where they shot the French airliner down. Anyway, because they had it on satellite. And they knew Daddy Bush was involved because being alien possessed, one of the fallen angels, Daddy Bush gave the order, and they found out later it was him. But here was the deal. I heard from someone that they were sending the De Gaulle in. Then I turn around, and the next day they said, you know, that, oh, the saucer base is blown away. It knocked out 150 saucers, all this crap. So I called Otis up, and I said, "Otis," I said, "you know, so-and-so is telling me that." And he says, "Well, what do you want to know about it?" I said, "Well, did it happen?" He goes, "Well, yeah, it happened." He says, "I sent in the USS such and such, the company, the De Gaulle, because they torpedoed the place to death with nuclear-tipped torpedoes." And he says, "It blew the base apart," but he says, "No, they got about 10 saucers in the base is all they had." He says, and he says, "I gave the order to have it done, and I didn't even call the president and wake him up." So that was the team he was on, Super Spooks. When he died, or before his death, I asked him, "Where are you going to be buried?" And he says, "I won't be. They'll dissect my brain. It's part of the agreement." Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Scott,
well,
you guys
Stu,
off, right?
It's been good talking with you guys. I've got to run. I've got a meeting I've got to attend, but we'll do this again, and God bless you. I'll just give out my website. If anybody wants to contact me or get any of the reports, go to shellgamewhistleblower.com. shellgamewhistleblower.com, and we will keep praying for our president and pray for the United States, and let not your heart be troubled. I think we've got a great president who's going to ascend again, and the left are going to be defeated. And imagine the 4 years of health and stability and renaissance when we put America back on the track of the conservative values, especially now with Amy Coney Barrett, the conservative judge. I think the left realize that they will be completely ideologically destroyed because of the health and prosperity that will be unleashed. So let's stand together and keep that going. Thanks so much, Stu.
Thanks. Okay. God bless.
Scott, thank you very much. Scott Bennett, folks. Now, Paul?
Yes.
What's the last things we're going to discuss here?
Well, we can go so many directions, but I think what's important today is we get this posted and then we huddle, because I know that Heidi and Joffrey have some intel and some observations that they want to present.
Yeah.
So let's close this out and post it quickly, because I think lots of nuggets, major contribution by Dr. Scott, and you always, of course, add significantly to any intelligence. So let's close it out here, and then let's get involved.
Okay, sounds good.
Right.
Thanks, brother.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Professor Paul. This is Stu Weber, stuweb.com, folks. Have a good day.